You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Larry's closing a deal on the lot, so he's going to call in a little while. I hope you don't mind if we go to real estate first. Adam, are you ready? All right, Wanda, fire up Adam's mic. So, okay, I'm firing up Adam's mic. What do you think, Larry might call in late? Have you reached out to Larry? Wanda, let's just go to Adam.
What's going on?
Larry hasn't called in.
No, he hasn't.
So while we're waiting for Larry to call in, because he's closing his deal, we're going to go to Adam. We're going to interview Adam. We're going to talk about commercial real estate.
Where is Adam?
Adam's sitting right in front of me.
Okay. Well, Adam's mic is on, so Adam needs to talk.
Hi, Wanda. I'm talking.
There you go.
I thought maybe Adam wasn't in the room because Adam seemed to not be responding.
So no, Adam was here, but it's just that we didn't get the cue from you. I got the whatever. But hey, Adam,
this means talk. This little hand signal means talk. Keep going.
You're behind me, so I'm
going to give you a signal in a second, Wanda.
There we go. That's the signal.
Okay.
Action.
All right. There we go. We're going to have action. All right. That was actually one of the funner part of the shows today. But so, Adam, first let's set the table. Tell a little bit about your background, your firm, how you see the market, and then we'll go from there.
Fantastic. First, I'd like to thank you, Jim, and Wanda for having me on the show today. And I got to tell you, it's an honor to be here. I've actually wanted to be on your show for some time. I've been listening to you on the radio, Facebook, and to be here in the studio to actually watch you live is fantastic. I was telling you, I got goosebumps just watching you work. But
that might be the air conditioning.
Thank you.
That could just be the air conditioning.
Anyway, just so I want to say thank you. And Jim, it's
absolutely my pleasure having you on the show, Adam. Now, you guys specialize in investor sales or investment sales. Do you do leasing or just investment sales? And why'd you pick that model?
Well, the name of the company is Ticton Real Estate Investment Services, Ticton Real Estate for short. And basically what we do is we specialize in commercial real estate investment sales. We only do sales. We don't do leasing. We don't do management. It's sales only. And we specialize in the sale of shopping centers across the state of Florida, single-tenant net lease properties, and office buildings in the Tri-County area.
So as you go around the state of Florida, Adam, it seems that some markets are maybe a little bit oversaturated with investors, but there may be opportunity in other markets. How do you see these markets, and what would you pick as a top sector and the product type in that sector?
There is a lot of cash sitting on the sidelines right now. I'd say there's as much cash out there looking for deals as I've ever seen. So there's a huge amount of demand in the marketplace. There is very little supply. So a lot of owners right now, they're holding tight to the properties. Since the Great Recession, the properties each year have done better and better. They're cash flowing. The tenants are having a lot of success. The tenants are paying the rent. And because the tenants are paying the rent, the landlords are doing extremely well. Vacancy here in South Florida is at an all-time low. And because investors are cash flowing, they're sitting on a lot of cash. There's not a lot of deals. And because of that, it's a tight market. But there's definitely deals out there. They're hard to find. And you really have to find good people, good advisors who can help you find the opportunities.
What I found the most important thing in a real estate transaction is transparency, as much transparency as possible. People need to make their decision based on quality information that the real estate transaction intermediary can typically provide if they're, I got to just say it, professional. The most important thing is transparency, and obviously honesty goes right in hand with that. You've got a great reputation. You've closed a bunch of deals, and I want to tell people how we've met. Adam and I met doing community service 20 years ago?
That's right.
20 years ago, Adam and I got together. We started doing community service, and we became friends. We bonded by helping our community. You see the theme in today's show is helping the community?
Yes.
And so that's how Adam and I met. And so I want to actually flip out a personal recommendation on Adam in that regard. Adam is involved in the community. Adam is a terrific guy. He has done great things for our community, and he stays involved. He just isn't flash in the pan guy. But now back to real estate. So one of the things you're involved in the community in real estate is the ICSC. What does that stand for? And what do you do with them?
Well, one of the organizations that I've become very involved with And along with the Greater Miami Jewish Federation, General, we met maybe 20 years ago, is the ICSC. And because I'm a retail property specialist, I've gotten very involved with the retail industry locally, statewide, and nationally. And the ICSC is the organization that I chose to get more involved with. And basically, the ICSC stands for the International Council of Shopping Centers. And anybody and everybody who's connected to retail properties, whether it's tenants, obviously brokers, lawyers, developers, builders, the vendors associated with the industry, owners. And so anybody who's connected to retail who's not a member of the ICSC, I'm a big believer. I was the chairman of the ICSC last year. I organized the event. It's here in the South Florida area. The largest event of the year for the ICSC is the South Florida Idea Exchange. We've actually got the South Florida Idea Exchange coming up in November, which I did want to talk about a little bit. I believe it's November 15th and 16th. There's a cocktail hour the night before. It's at the Westin in Fort Lauderdale, and then it's an all-day event. Last year, I was the chairman. That was 800 people that showed up the event. I chaired a committee. There was actually 19 people involved with the ICSC. We've pared it down. There's 12 members of the committee this year, and it's a fantastic event. We're expecting about the same 800 people again this year.
Yeah, I love going to that event. It's a great place to get an overview and meet everybody involved in the commercial sector of South Florida. You got apartment guys there. You got retail guys there. You got office, because it all comes together. That's why in Las Vegas, when the ICSC has their conference, they call it Recon, because everybody gets together, not just the shopping center folks. And that's a great event. And your role at was chairman last year, right?
That's right.
So that means you know everybody.
I met a lot of people through the ICSC, which is one of the reasons I encourage people in the community, young people, you know, people who have been around for a long time, is it's a fantastic networking event. And every year that you go, you meet more and more people each year. So now, after being involved with the ICSC going on, you know, 17, 18 years, I walk in and it's incredible how many people that I know. And it's a lot more fun when you know a lot more people.
It's a fraternity. I love all the folks that I know at the ICSC. They give me both emotional support with all the things that I'm facing. And also, they're just great people for the most part. And if they're not, I just move on.
Right.
So, Adam, tell me a little bit about the retail market pricing. You know, can you give me some kind of specific benchmarks and some of the statistics and such?
Sure. The retail is extremely strong right now. I would say it's getting a lot of negative press. One of the reasons is the so-called Amazon effect. The internet is having an impact on retail. However, here in South Florida, vacancy is at an all-time low. Vacancy in South Florida is at about 3.7%. And there's positive absorption. Anytime somebody's building, there's not that much building outside of the main corridors, like Brickell City Centers, you know, newer a year and a half ago or so. But in suburban areas, there's very little new construction. When something gets built, it gets filled up very quickly, and rents are going up. So the market right now, it's robust. And
well, you know, the Amazon effect to me is change. When people are afraid of change, but change brings opportunity as far as I'm concerned. I think there's great opportunity in retail. In South Florida, I think that retail is strong and it's very highly occupied because we have a lot of food and beverage here. Food and beverage is the new thing in retail. Everybody wants to go out. Everybody wants to have an experience when they're out. They go to the retail center. They want an experience. The experience is at the food and beverage outlet. And as the apartments get smaller, as the condos get smaller, as the living space gets smaller, the concept and the paradigm, oh my God, I used a fancy word. The paradigm is that people will live outside of their units and they will go into these experiential things. And you're seeing that as the retailers, as the big box retailers evolve, oh, I'm being so nice today. As they evolve, they're going and they're putting in food courts. Aventura Mall, perfect example.
You know, the food courts, they're actually evolving as well. And one of the things that's happening, instead of the lower quality food, some of these food courts are more upscale, and we're starting to see different types of food. But, food is something that, obviously people need to eat, and the internet, it's going to have an impact on the grocery business. But as far as quick service restaurants, casual dining, the restaurant, you know, service business overall, people have to eat. People are much more, you know, they're getting more active. They're getting out of the house, and the restaurants are doing very well.
All right. It's time for us to have a break. Larry's called in. He's closed the deal. He has sold the Lamborghini that he was trying to make the deal on. So we're going to talk to Larry after the break. Adam, can you stick with us and do some more conversation about real estate after we're done with Larry?
I'd love to.
Awesome. Wanda, time to do your thing.
We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell them, baby, 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 baby,
I tell her, baby, 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 baby.